The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Monday the 4th of March. In your Squeeze today, Julie Bishop on what could have been, Victorian bushfires, Lawyer X, and some notable achievements from Federer, Winks and Musk. This is your Squeeze today. At the very end of last week, it was confirmed that two more Morrison government ministers will not recontest the next election, Minister for Defence Christopher Pine and Defence Industry Minister Steve Chobo. They join serving ministers Nigel Scullion, Michael Keenan and Kelly O'Dwyer, who have also said they won't run again. Julie Bishop also announced her retirement from politics. She had a bit to say over the weekend, Claire.
She did an interview with News Corp Sunday Papers. She said that really she is very firmly of the opinion that had she been made Prime Minister, if her colleagues had backed her in that leadership spill last August that made Scott Morrison Prime Minister, she would have gone on to beat Bill Shorten. And that's something that in the media today, some of her colleagues are disputing. Keep in mind, she just received 11 votes from her colleagues. She says that she had many more than that, but it was Christopher Pine and others who swung them away from her. And ultimately, Scott Morrison was the winner. So that chapter of history isn't quite closed yet.
We will never know, I suppose, is the answer.
Yeah, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
From politics to policy, I guess, today Australia and Indonesia will formally sign a landmark free trade agreement.
Yes, it's been a bit on and off, this one. You'll remember it was all sort of guns blazing and Scott Morrison, when he was made Prime Minister, said that it would be done by the end of the year. But then there were statements made in the lead up to the Wentworth by-election around where our embassy should be in Israel, and that really put Indonesia on edge, and the free trade talks were stalled for a bit. But yes, here we are in March. It's going to be signed, and it's Simon Birmingham who's the trade minister over there doing that today. It seems that Scott Morrison and Joko Widodo, the Indonesian president, won't front up for that. Indonesia's heading to an election in the next few weeks, and reports say that Morrison didn't want to risk inflaming tensions over that embassy in Israel issue again.
And I guess Scott Morrison has a fair bit going on back here. Speaking of back here, homes have been lost in Victoria over the weekend as fires burn in the southeast corner of the state.
Yeah, there's differing reports this morning about exactly how many homes and buildings have been lost. It's thought around sort of certainly under 10, the number they're talking about, sort of 5 or 6. But yes, a couple of very big fires, particularly around Bunyip State Park, that's burned about 11,000 hectares. 20 schools will be closed today. There's been residents around Tonimbuk that have been evacuated, and further east around Morwell, there's a smaller fire but a very dangerous one near Morwell. And yeah, certainly there'll be a lot of people on edge today. There's emergency warnings out there.
Aside from those fires, the other big story in Victoria is that the identity of Lawyer X has been revealed. Nicola Gobbo is the gangland barrister who represented some of Victoria's most notorious criminals and was then recruited by police to inform against her clients.
She comes from the famed Gobbo family, who are a very big name in legal circles there. Her uncle is a former Victorian governor and Supreme Court judge, and he moved pretty quickly to distance himself and his family from her, saying that they hadn't been in touch for many, many years. But yes, she is the one who really is ground zero of this issue. Of course, investigations that have been happening in light of a Royal Commission that will kick off hearings soon, found that there were also other barristers and lawyers on the police books informing on them. So really there's hundreds of convictions that are at risk of being overturned.
Yeah, it's a big one. The latest home price data shows it's not just Sydney and Melbourne where house prices are falling. It's across all of our capitals.
Yeah, and look, pretty much in February, every capital was down except for Hobart. It continues.
I was going to ask, Hobart continues to buck the trend.
It really does, although its growth has slowed. So you could say it's going forwards is starting to go backwards a little bit, if that makes sense. But yeah. Other regional markets as well have gone backwards. So they're down by 0.3%. And CoreLogic, who do the data on this monthly, say that it's really caution from the banks lending money that's driving this current round of price falls, because people just can't buy. And that, of course, is making it difficult.
Yeah. A trio of notable achievements today, starting with Roger Federer.
Incredible. He has won his 100th ATP title. So that's a pretty big deal for him. He hasn't quite caught up to Jimmy Connors. He was 109 titles. So he's still got a few to go.
I feel like he'll get there.
Yes.
Just doesn't look like he's slowing up.
Hopefully the body holds up. Yeah.
Did you see Nick Kyrgios also won the Mexican Open? He beat Alexander Zverev.
I saw pictures of him in a Mexican hat and I thought he might have been out at a bar or something, but no, turns out actually he won something, so that's good news.
Well, speaking of winners, Supermare Winx took out her 31st consecutive win in Sydney on the weekend. Oh, she just doesn't lose.
I could just watch her come from behind and win a race time and time again, and that's what she did in the Chipping Norton Stakes on Saturday. Just another incredible run from her.
Amazing. And Elon Musk is a happy man today.
He is. He has seen the launch of the Crew Dragon, which is SpaceX's first spaceship to fly astronauts. It didn't actually fly people. It flew a dummy. But the goal is that sometime in the American summer, it will actually start taking people to the International Space Station. So far, everything has gone without a hitch, and it'll make its return flight back on Friday. And the big watch out is how it re-enters the atmosphere. Fingers crossed all that goes well and they'll be good to go to actually start shuttling people.
Wow. SpaceX is obviously his company, and it's one of two companies with a NASA contract to fly astronauts to and from the International Space Station, the other one being Boeing. And I could read about it all day. The subject line.
Subject line today is Feel the Beat from the Tambourine. Can't go past some Dancing Queen on a Monday, given the emergence of a bit of ABBA on the weekend, particularly doing the rounds, was the link to a video from the project. They featured in their Christmas special some footage of Christopher Pine during one of the breaks singing along to Fernando, and it really is worth a look if you feel like a bit of a smile on a Monday. He does.
Have you got that in the email today?
I do. He does a pretty good job of it, to be honest.
Oh, can sing.
Well, he has a go and he loves it, and it's just good to see the joy.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Don't forget you can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and LinkedIn. Have a great Monday. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.